Father, as always, I thank you. It is another opportunity to rejoice at thy word. Say the scripture says, thy words were found and I did eat them, and they were the rejoicing of my heart. And as always, let the entrance of your word bring light into our hearts. Let it shine upon our ways, bringing us more and more unto the perfect day. Let it give us our hearts understanding as well. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome. You know, I want to give a word in season and at such a time. You know, and why? Well, I was going to do something else this morning, but I had it posted since yesterday. But Holy Spirit just changed it early this morning. So here we are. And the reason for it is because every so often, and it's amazing that despite all the goodness of the Lord and all of the great things that the Lord will do for us from time to time, every so often, I mean, there seems to be a letdown. It's like letting the air out of the balloon, you know, and it's a deflation. Well, so I need to, the Holy Spirit said, well, let's do a lift her up a bit this morning. Hallelujah. I will read a few scriptures and I will say a few things, trusting the Lord will use those words to encourage everyone that's here now or may listen later on. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. Now, as we go through these lessons, you be encouraged and also learn how to be an encourager. So it goes both ways. You know, we get encouraged and we also encourage others. The Lord comforts us in all our tribulations and then we also comfort others. The Lord helps us and we also help others. That's what it's all about. You know, so here's a declaration that Isaiah made, and this is a powerful way to start off this lesson today. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, he wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. My goodness. Now that's a prayer, you know, although it's a declaration here that he made, it's a prayer that all of us should pray. Give me, Lord, the tongue of the learned. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let me be always ready to speak a word to him that is weary. Hallelujah. A word to him that is weary. So that's what we want to do this morning. My doctrine shall drop as the dew of heaven. I pray that the word will drop as the dew of heaven upon weary hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. For my doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. Even as the small rain upon the tender herb and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. And let's ascribe greatness unto our God. For the Lord is the rock. His work is perfect and all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Praise the Lord. If we fast forward even to the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6, we're told, you know, that our words, say, let your words, you know, so let is a powerful word in the scriptures. Every time we see and it says let, that's a powerful thing. You know, so, you know, we must consciously direct our speech. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how that ye ought to answer every man. Wow. I mean, if your speech is always with grace and it's always seasoned with salt, then you will know how you ought to answer, not just every man, but answer every situation. Hallelujah. And so I will give some exhortation this morning to us. My heart, Psalm 45 and verse 1, is indicting a good matter. I speak of things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. What is my tongue going to deliver? You know, so, you know, this lesson today is twofold. I am here to deliver exhortation, a lifter up to people. And also, the Lord is here to teach us, every one of us, how we ought to be an encourager. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 11 says, you know, a word that is fitly spoken. I mean, it's like a thing of beauty when you do it just right. It's like apples of gold in pictures of silver. My goodness. You're looking at a painting. If you have an eye for art, you know, and it says, look, it's like apples of gold in pictures of silver. When that word comes out just right, you know, we should always be ready also to share our testimony. You know, when men are cast down, as it is written in the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 29, then you should be able to share your testimony for a lifter up. You should be able to say, there is a lifting up. Why you cast down? There's a lifting up. You know, so 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 exhorts us to always be ready to share, you know. And some say, well, I mean, why, you know, why are you happy? And why are you always joyful? Or this and that. You know, they might notice something and they might be curious. Well, 1 Peter 3:15 says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you, why are you happy? What is it that makes you, I mean, different? Be ready to share a testimony. When you share it, do it in humility, in meekness, you know, and you will be a lifter up for them. You'll be an encourager. Praise the Lord. You know, the word of God in our mouth is so powerful and can be so powerful. You know, so speak the word of encouragement only. Remember the lesson on, you know, think no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. You know, but we speak the word. The word is always the thing. And you know, there is a gift of the Holy Spirit that God gives us that can even be powerful to help in situations like that. It's called the word of knowledge. Some people think the word of knowledge is only to, you know, bring out this or that, you know, that will convict somebody else. It does that too, but it can be a powerful tool in being an encourager. We need more encouragers in the body of Christ, you know, and we need more people that are careful about their words. You know, thou art ensnared, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2, by the words of your mouth. You know, even the people of this world, they know how to say, hey, it's going to be all right. You know, but they say it from, you know, just a human perspective. Now, when you say it's going to be all right to a person, you know, believe it in all of your heart and say it as led by the Holy Spirit, and it will be all right. God will take those words, you know, to be, it's like pouring water upon a thirsty soul when you can be an encourager. You know, the word of God, that's how God created everything, through the word of God. Say by, you know, Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, you know, so that things that were not are called out by his word. And you can call out an answer of peace to someone that's troubled. And I will be doing some of that here this morning. Call things to existence that are not even there. Romans 4 and 17. You know, speak the word of grace. The focus this morning is on soothing words of grace, you know, when people are troubled. Isaiah 41. Let's read verses 6 to 7. How everyone ought to be encouraging their brother and their sister in the kingdom. You know, this is what they should do. Lift the other person up. And I'll tell you a dream that I had some time back in a minute. Isaiah 41, you know, and verse 6. It says, they helped everyone his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. And these are the things that we should be doing. Why would you need to say be of good courage? Because people are often downcast. You know, they're going through. And I mean, one day all is well. And the next day there is a deflation. One day all is well. The next day there is this heaviness. It just comes out of nowhere. Well, I know where it comes from. It's actually not out of nowhere, but, you know, it is, you know, the devil trying to sap and, you know, steal your joy and everything. And, you know, this world that we are in is designed for that. You know, in the world, we shall have tribulation. I mean, all kinds of things will come out at you at different times. The word of encouragement will keep you going. The Lord gives several words of encouragement, of which I will read some to us today. But I'm also encouraging us that, look, be an encourager. Isaiah 41, verse 6 says, they helped everyone his neighbor. Everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. And he that smote with the armor, he that smote with the anvil. And they said, look, you know, and they walked together, hand in hand and so forth, encouraging one another. And the dream that I was going to say was like, you know, I don't even remember if it was a dream, an impression, a vision or whatever. I don't remember exactly, but it was like a lot of people in the, some kind of a ditch and trying to get out. And there is someone, it's like a deep hole or a deep well. And someone, some big, strong man at the top of the well threw down, you might call it a lifeline, threw down a line. And you know, you have to try to climb, but it's trying to pull everybody out. And he's strong enough to do it, but he has one condition. You cannot grab the rope with two hands. How in the world, you know, you have to grab the hole with two hands, the rope. And he said, no, you grab the rope with one hand and with the other hand, you pull somebody else up. My goodness. And you form a chain. The rope was not long enough for everybody, but you form a human chain and he's going to get you out. And if you're trying to not follow the instructions, then you find that you just dropped from the line, going back to the back of the line. You got to, as you are climbing up, you got to be helping somebody else. I mean, it's just so important for us to be an encourager. But first, you must be an encourager to yourself. You know, because when you are down, you can't help anybody. So first of all, you be an encourager to yourself. And you heard me say it multiple times. You say, like, you know, David said. I mean, David, he knew how to do this. The story in Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30, the first 6 verses. You know, I mean, all the people that joined themselves to David, and they went to war, you know, with him and so forth. Well, it wasn't really their fight. You know, David had joined himself to Philistines and so forth. And so these people, well, they also followed him. But, you know, by the time they came back, you know, their Amalekites had come in there and smitten the place where they lived, their city and everything. Carried away everything. Carried away their wives, carried away their children. My goodness. You know, so when they got there, they found that everything was gone. The city was burned with fire. Their wives, sons, and daughters had been taken captive. Then David, in 1 Samuel 30 and 4, and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept. They wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed because all the people spake of stoning him. He said, well, you know, you brought this upon us. I mean, we followed you and look at all these things. Our wives, our children, everything's gone. Our homes are burnt. And they wanted to stone him, you know, and kill him. And he himself was grieved. Every man grieved, you know, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How did he do it? Well, Psalm 42 and verse 5, verses 3 to 5 and also verse 11 tells you how he did it. David said to himself, my soul, why art thou downcast? Basically, that's what he said. You know, my tears have been my meat day and night. He cried until there was no more power to cry. And he said, you know, and then everybody also wanted to stone him. And he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? You know, why are you in a place of distress or unrest? You know, why are you in a place of distress and unrest? He said, and then he told his soul, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of my countenance. And he told his soul many things. He says, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Nothing wrong with crying out to God. But you got to follow it up with encouraging yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there is a very dangerous spirit. It's what leads to depression. It's called the spirit of self-pity. And people will just be bemoaning themselves and so forth. You know, that's not going to do you any good. You can cry, but be sure you cry it out unto the Lord. You know, they cried their hearts out. David cried his heart out to the Lord. And he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? Why are you distressed inside me? Hope thou in God. He spoke to himself. For I shall yet praise him, for it's the help of my countenance. You know, And you've heard me say, you know, how you should encourage yourself in the Lord in the words of Isaiah 50 and verse 7. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and you should put your face like a flint. You know, and I gave this lesson months ago. Some people have been using it. And trust me, it works. When you encourage yourself in the Lord, you speak it out to yourself. It actually works. Because the Lord had told him in Isaiah 41 verse 10, he had told him, he said, look, fear not, be not dismayed. I will help you. Yea, I said, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord already told him that. So he's now coming. That was in Isaiah 41, 10. The Lord told him that. Now he's going to use that word to encourage himself. Because the Lord already told him that the Lord was going to help him. So now he will use the word to help and encourage himself. So for the Lord God will help me. The Lord already told him, I will help you. You know, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. I'm not going to be confused. You know, sometimes people are confused. They don't even know which way to turn. But this man said, look, I know the Lord will help me. And I will not be confused. You know, therefore I have set my face like a flint. Woohoo. I love that. Make your face be like a flint. Put your game face on. Don't let anything deface you. You know, and he said, look, and I know that I will not be ashamed. You know, and he's ready to speak the word of encouragement to himself. Well, when you hear the word of encouragement from the Lord, like the Lord said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, and said, you know, be of good courage. Be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I mean, when the Lord tells you that, then you can turn around and say what Isaiah said in Isaiah 50 and verse 7. You know, so the Lord even told Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong. And of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, isn't that powerful? Now, that is the word that I want to leave with us today. You know, the Lord said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed or despondent. Or discourage, or give up, or faint. Don't do it. The Lord is your strength, and he will be with you. You know, and but many times, unfortunately, we do faint. We faint in the day of adversity. Suddenly, from nowhere, something comes upon us. And Proverbs 24 and verse 10 tells us, if thou faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Well, unfortunately, many of us do faint, you know, when things come upon us. You know, we get weary, we give up, we succumb to the pressure, you know, and we fold inside and just become deflated. But the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Hallelujah. So, when there is a casting down, you know, you should be saying there is a lifting up. And as I've often said, the story of Joseph, you know, the eventual promotion that he got, you know, when he stood before Pharaoh, and we've covered that multiple times in this room. But the part of it that's pertinent to today's lesson is that it all began by him noticing the countenance of the baker and the butler one day and saying, well, why is it that you look so sadly today? Because he had seen them, you know, talk to them, you know, in previous days. They were not that morose and not sad as they were on this particular day, but he noticed. And because he noticed and he was concerned and he asked them, that's what led to everything. If he hadn't asked them that, they would not have told him their dreams. And it was the telling of the dreams and his ability to interpret one man's dream. Well, both of them he did. Unfortunately for the baker, it didn't turn out well for him, but the butler went back to before little Pharaoh. And eventually, even though it took 2 years later, there was another scenario in which somebody, the most powerful figure in the land, Pharaoh this time, needed interpretation to some dreams, which nobody else could figure out. The butler remembered. But it all started by Joseph saying, "Why look you so sadly today?" And he was trying to be an encourager. And that's where it all started. You know, so we ought to pray that, you know, my prayer always is, "Lord, may I be an encourager. May my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. You know, may I, the Lord, enable me to be one that knows how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." And there are folks that are weary in this room today. Folks that are also going to listen in that are weary. Because the Holy Ghost said, you know, go say something to lift them up. And I'm going to pray also for us here this morning. You know, because we don't want to let down. You know, there is the human constitution of the soul, spirit, and body is just in such a way that many times the soul is famished and empty and longing for the presence of God. And all the issues in the world don't help it any. The stress that comes from all the day-to-day things that you have to go through. And also the tactics of the enemy. You know, like Pharaoh. And he said, let there be more burden laden upon them. Let there be more added to their tasks. And, you know, they are idle. They are idle. That's why they say we want to go serve the Lord. Give them more problems. That tactic is still there today. So all the issues that you have to deal with, eventually they start weighing upon you. And when they start weighing upon you, even subconsciously, they start weighing upon you. And then you get up in the morning, all of a sudden, then there is a letdown. There's a heaviness, you know, and so forth. But here is a powerful pronunciation that is Isaiah gave in Isaiah chapter 61. And I'm going to use that to pray for everyone that's in the room today. And sometimes the reason for the letdown is situation that we are grappling with, you know, that seems to be getting the better of us. Well, hang in right there. It will never get the better of you. Isaiah chapter 61, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Well, let me rephrase that this way. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak a word in season, and at such a time to those that are weary." A word in season, and at such a time to those that are, you know, weary and heavy burdened. "The Lord has sent me to proclaim to you that God is able to give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." That's the antidote right there. You say, "Well, but I don't feel like praising the Lord." Well, do it anyhow, you know, and trust him to take that heaviness away. He'll put something new upon you. It's called the garment of praise. You know, these are all the things that we can trade in. You can trade in your ashes for his beauty. Let the beauty of the Lord our God shine upon us. Hallelujah. You know, Psalm 90 verses 16 and 17. "Let his beauty shine upon us and let him establish the work of our hands." The Lord's beauty, you trade in your ashes for his beauty. Trade in your mourning and the things that are making you go mourning all day. Say, my bones cleave to my flesh and I go mourning all day. Well, trade that in for the oil of joy. Trade in the spirit of heaviness. You know, people just be heavy. Trade it in for the garment of praise. The Lord does all these things so that you might be called trees of righteousness, so that you might be the planting of the Lord, and ultimately that he might be glorified. That's right. That's the reason why he removes the ashes and gives you beauty. That's the reason why he gives grace during the time that your heart goes mourning, and he will give you oil of joy instead. That's the reason why he enables you to put on the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, so that ultimately he might be glorified. Remember, the name of the Lord that is upon you is his reputation. All right. Well, I am going to pray for everyone that is in the room today. Wherever there is heaviness, and I can actually feel it, you know, sometimes the Lord just make me feel that like that, you know, I can feel it. I can feel that heaviness closing in. And, but the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit, the eyes of the ego, has seen it all. Nothing escapes him. He sees it, you know, and he can get it, you know, out of there, you know, by his word. Now, the word of God that I bring unto you today is comfort ye, my people. Lord, just speak comfortably, my people here this morning. Let there be a lifting up wherever there is any downcasting. He said, the Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. Well, why would he be the lifter of our heads? Because your head is bowed down. That's why he would be the lifter up of your head. But ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, children of the Most High, you know, seed of God, I exhort you this day by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and through the name of even our Savior Jesus, that he be encouraged this morning. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray for you that God will lift that burden. Glory to God. And let's praise the Lord. That's one of the reasons I wanted us to read Psalms in this morning. You know, when you read the Psalms and you praise the Lord, I can snap that thing. You know, that spirit of heaviness, of praising the Lord can snap it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray for you wherever you are this morning. Father, I pray for everyone that's in the room listening in. Wherever there is deflation, wherever they feel like the air has been let out of their bubble or their balloon, wherever they feel, Lord, that their bones are cleaving to their skin, wherever they forget to eat their meals, they lost their appetite because of the groanings, you know, and their tears are with them night and day. Wherever there is a downcasting, let there be a lifting up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And one of those things can be, you know, affliction in your body. You know, sometimes affliction in the mind, the soul, and then affliction in the body and so forth like that. So I come against those things also that afflict the mind and afflict the body. And I pray that there will be even, Lord, this morning, as you spoke it, you said, go and speak a word of encouragement. I speak that word of encouragement. Let there be a lifting up. And as we encourage one another here this morning, and I want you to take a minute or two As you are in the room, I'm not going to ask for any hand raising or anything like that, but take a look around you in the room and pray for the person that's to your right, to your left, the person that is above, the person that is beneath. Let's do it. You know, they helped one another. The scripture says in Isaiah 41 and verse 6, they said to one another, be encouraged. Be of good courage. Let there be no letdown. And if there is a letdown, the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The angel, when he came to Mary, he said, the Lord is with you. You know, and you are highly favored. Hallelujah. When the angel came to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. You know, let's learn how to say that to our brethren that may be down. Just tell them, the Lord is with you. And then sometimes they say, well, it doesn't feel like it. But that's what Gideon said. And well, it doesn't feel like it. You know, if the Lord is with us, then why are the Midianites oppressing us? Why do I got to hide in the corner here when I'm threshing corn? Because they'll come and take it away. Why are we being oppressed? If the Lord is with us, where are all those miracles which we have heard people say that the Lord did? And you say the Lord is with us, it doesn't feel like it. But the angel said, well, the Lord is with you nonetheless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Lord said, I can use that fire that is inside of you. Channel that to something else. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is with you. Be not dismayed. Be not discouraged. For he it is that doth go with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So let's take a few minutes and pray. Pray for your brother. Pray to your sister that's to your left, to your right. Up and down in the room, look at somebody and pray. You should be praying for at least four people, you know. And if there's nobody beneath you, if you're in the last row, you know, pray for at least three. To your left, to your right, and those who you see above you. You know, praise God. Saito Shidabo Kandela Rusaya. Karuanda mas kutadishi balahuse kaiba. I pray, Lord, in this room this morning, for those that are heavy. Jesus said, those of you that are burdened, heavy laden, come unto me. Come, saith the Lord, and take upon you my yoke and my burden. Trade yours in for mine. Glory to God. Father, wherever there is a downcasting, wherever there is a heaviness here this morning, I look at the people in the room and I pray, glory to God, let there be a splitting of that heaviness. I see that thick cloud right here. I pray, Holy Spirit, split that. Bust that thing wide open in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the joy of the Lord come upon your people. Glory to God. You know, I wonder, even despite great things, joy that the Lord gives, and all of a sudden still heaviness will set in. I come against that spirit of heaviness this morning in the name of Jesus. Let it be lifted up. Let there be a lifting up for the people of God. Those of you that are in the room here this morning, as others are praying for you, you're praying for others as well. Glory to God. And Lord, let the prayers of many this morning redound to the lifting up of your people from any doldrums, from anywhere that they are in that's not appropriate, or any heaviness that's setting around them. Let that thing be broken this morning in Jesus' name. Now, let the spirit of joy, the oil of gladness, let it come upon the people here this morning. Hallelujah. I see Ebon in the room and Julia. I pray for you that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. I see praise and sound Glory to God. Let the spirit of joy, the oil of gladness come upon you. Glory to God. I pray for Mary and Josie in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, lift up anything that's coming in like a cloud. Glory to God. Move it out of the way. Let the sun shine through. I pray for Colapo and I pray for Joshua in the name of Jesus. Let there be a lifting up in your lives. Glory to God. Let not your head be bowed down. The children of the king, I pray for Nicole. Glory to God. Let there be the joy of the Lord. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. Hallelujah. For Rebia, for Lola, and for Alexis. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let it come from the Lord. Lift that thing, Lord. Split that thing wide open that's coming in against them. Cloud and so forth like that. Push it back in Jesus' name. I pray for Mamie. Hallelujah. And PD and Saint Anne. Lord God Almighty. Shoot the arrows of deliverance for them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray for Elaine and Gift. Glory to God. Move our back, O God, every form of heaviness. Hallelujah. And let the light shine through. Glory to God. I pray for Adewoye this morning. And Tubi and Lawson. Oh my goodness. Lord God Almighty, push back the forces of darkness. You know, the Lord, He's there. He just said, come unto me. The enemy is the one that brings all the heaviness and stuff. The Lord said to the disciples, gave them a story. The good man planted good seed. And while men slept, before you know it, the heaviness you just come upon you. You wake up in the morning, heavy. You were happy yesterday. But the Lord said, an enemy has done this. And now we come against the enemy of the people of God. The devil, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Now, wherever you are, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because when you pray in the Holy Ghost, my goodness, you will stir something up even within your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. And pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. You know, pray for your friends, pray for your brethren, and, you know, pray for the life that's ahead of you. You know, pray for this day. Pray. I mean, Jesus said, pray, pray, pray that you enter not into temptation. Temptation that comes even from heaviness that makes people to want to give up. That's a temptation even by itself. Don't give up and don't give in. Hallelujah. And the Lord is your glory and the lifter up of your head. Let your hands be strengthened. I pray for the hands that are hanging down here this morning. I pray for the heavy knees, that they be strengthened. The weak knees, let them be strengthened. The heavy hands, let them be lifted up. I pray for the lame feet. He said, look, let them be healed. Let them not be turned out of the way, but let them be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, one woman, she heard of Jesus. She'd done everything, gone from doctor to doctor, nothing bettered, but grew worse. You know, but she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, my goodness, that I know something is going to happen to me. And when she made her way through the crowd, had to fight her way through the crowd, and she was bleeding. You know, she had an issue of blood, you know, and, but when she did, they just turned around and said, who touched me? Because that was virtue that went out of him. That was a different kind of touch, which the disciples were amazed. They said, everybody's around you, thronging you, shoulder to shoulder, bumping you here and there, and you're saying, who touched me? What kind of question is that? You know, and Jesus said, no, there was a touch. Hallelujah. May you be that one that will touch him here this morning. Touch him with your faith. This woman was prepared, her heart said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. I know everything going to be all right. Glory to God. Now, what's the preparation of your heart this morning? The preparations of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Prepare your heart this morning. You know, and every day too, when you come in his presence, say, if I can just. That alone right there is the beginning of your miracle. Glory to God. And she knew it in her heart. And Jesus said, there was virtue that went out of me. Hallelujah. And when the woman found that she was hid, that she could not be hid, and, you know, she was found out, she stepped forward and said, Lord, it is I. And the Lord looked at her with compassion and said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. Glory to God. Go thy way. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I say to everyone that's in this room today, thy faith has made you whole. Wholeness from physical sickness, all kinds of diagnosis, wholeness from heaviness, wholeness from the burdens and things, you know, that the devil tried to put upon us from time to time. That failure is still at work. Let there be more burdens laden upon them, that they will not have idleness and say, I have time to serve the Lord. Give them more problems. Give them more bills to pay. Give them more difficulties, more trouble in their lives. You know, let them have to face different things so that they be burdened and they won't have time to say, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord. Let there be more burden and more labor added to them. That spirit is still there, and we come against it in the name of the Lord. Shoot forth arrows of deliverance for your people here this morning in the name of Jesus. I give you, Lord, the praise. I give you, the Lord, the glory. And unto you that fear my name, let the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings over you here today. Glory to God. Healing the bitter waters and making them sweeter. Glory to God. Whatever brought that bitterness, that set that heaviness in, split that thing wide open this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I see the cloud pushing back now. Glory to God. Push it back, Lord. Even further back. And let the sun shine. Let the rays come on in. Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.